This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers have introduced bills to put nearly $140 million more dollars into mental health services. CPR's Andrew Kenny.
Senator Chris Colker was able to get treatment for his depression. As he helped to introduce a new mental health spending package, he thought about the people who might now be able to get that same kind of care.
It will make a real difference in the lives of thousands of Coloradans. And I look forward to getting them across the finish line.
A package of bills includes about $136 million for nonprofits, governments, and others. The money is expected to come from federal funds as a one-time expenditure. It could be used to build new facilities and housing or expand services. The state spends more than $1 billion a year on behavioral health. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado dipped to a new pandemic low this week. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
On its coronavirus dashboard, the state reported 80 people in the hospital with confirmed cases. That's down 4 from the previous week, and it's nearly 1,600 fewer than the peak of the Omicron wave in mid-January. Staffing is still tight, with nearly 40% of facilities anticipating a staff shortage in the next week. About half of hospitalized coronavirus patients are unvaccinated. Transmission appears to be low, with the 7-day positivity rate at 3.3%. That's below the key 5% threshold, but likely doesn't include most home rapid tests. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at cpr.org. Today, across the Front Range and in the Western Slope, highs will be in the upper 60s, possibly the lower 70s. This hour, it's The Takeaway.